6 mile, and it was down through Harmon's now. They had a slide up there and it took the road out.
Really?
Yeah, it just took it, actually took the road out.
It's really powerful, isn't it? What do you call a roadway through the mountains? Do you have different names for that?
You just call it a road.
Like a
canyon road.
What about like a pass or a gap or something?
No, just a canyon road is all I refer to.
What's the difference between, what do you call like a road that is paved and one that's not? Do you have different names for that?
Highway.
A highway?
Yeah.
And like, what do you call the roads around here? Do you just call them all roads?
These are roads, yeah.
Street?
Yeah, streets.
What, there's no boulevards or anything?
No, not just streets.
And what about different kinds of wild, like little cute little pansies or something?
Well, I don't know the names of them, but in this, in our mountains, it's beautiful in certain times of year because we have lots of flowers.
Lots of flowers.
Lots of different kinds of flowers. And really beautiful. Just nice, that's all.
What kind of names are them?
All the names are the different ones.
What about, let's see what else is on here. Which is bigger, a rock or a stone? How do you describe that?
Well, a rock to me is a natural rock, natural formation. A stone is something maybe has been formed.
By a person?
Yeah, we've been working on it.
To build a house?
Yeah.
What, like the soil around here? Like some of it do you call really productive and some unproductive?
Okay. When this country was formed, lots of floods come down.
Mm-hmm.
And when the floods come down, it brought rocks and soil in. And the big rocks had dropped up to Concord. Right. Then it came down and dropped the medium sized rock. When it got down to the swamp, it dropped this fine stuff. That's why when the water comes down here, it gets down in underneath, you know, and it goes through. Then it goes down in the swamp, it hits that fine dirt, and it comes up to the other stream.
Oh. Hi, I just have your jewels here now.
Okay, what do you call up in the sky the really puffy white things?
Clouds.
And what if it's kind of rainy and you can't see very well? Do you call that something different?
Well,
like in San Francisco?
There's different kinds of clouds, and I don't know all the names, but we all
about summer storms. Do you have different names for those?
No, it's either a regular storm or it's a wind storm.
What about a winter storm?
Well, it's a snowstorm.
What if it snows really hard?
It's a good storm.
A good storm, not like a blizzard or something?
Well, if it's blowing hard, it's really a blizzard. See, if it's blowing hard and it's cold, then it's a blizzard.
So it depends on the wind.
Yeah.
Okay, what about when it gets so cold and your toes turn blue, what do you have? And sometimes they have to cut your toes off.
Well, I never ever had frostbite.
What did you call it? That person
has frostbite.
Frostbite?
Yeah.
And, okay. And when you're talking about how cold it's above or below a certain temperature. What do you call that?
Below zero.
Below zero?
Yeah.
Because I don't know how to do Celsius. It's all below zero.
See, we had some weather that's 37 degrees this morning.
Really? That cold?
Now, when I was growing up, we had, I remember, you know, we'd have 4 or 5 days below zero, and then